This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Big fight in Bain Town, somebody tripped Mary down, and everybody know Mary don't take no mess. She roll until she find a tree, struggle up on a busted knee, tuck away her queen size cotton dress. Who did her wrong? She did not know, but somebody start laughing, so Mary starts swinging left and right.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday. I mean, it is frightful outside. It's raining. Not just regular rain. I mean, cats and dogs type rain. I mean, the roads are flooded on the road today coming this way. And I said, man, that little bit of spray. But it was a little bit of spray. This was torrential rain. And when it rains torrentially in the Bahamas, we flood. We need to deal with that. Today, on this Friday, I want to have a discussion about the PLP and FNM. I'm going to make it political, but a different type of political type talk. I want to talk about whether each one of their political groups are doing things well. I'm going to try hash it out so you can understand the conversation, because I want people to call in and participate, right? There's the government and the official opposition. They're opposing each other, but they have to be graded on their merit. Whether the FNM, which is the opposition, but I'm going to call them the FNM in this conversation right now, whether the opposition and the FNM are doing a good job as a opposition. And I need examples of saying, yes, they are doing a good job because they putting the government feet to the fire by doing this at. And whether they are doing a bad job. And then, of course, if you say you're going to do a bad job, you got to be specific and say these are examples where the opposition continues to fail. And by that same stead, I want examples of the government, whether the government is accomplishing or has accomplished their mandate and have set things in motion, tangible things. And that's the key word there. Whether there are tangible things that the PLP, we can change the word from the government now to the PLP, the PLP administration, have accomplished tangible things to say, see, I have accomplished that, you can touch that. Or, in the opposite, whether they have missed the mark. And then you say, these are the things I expected, or these are the things they promised, and they ain't reached yet. Right? One of my concerns, and I was listening to Erin's show as I was driving this way, and she was talking about some women's issues, and thank you for Graham for bringing some championing some women's issues, right? And one of the promises these political parties made mention was that they will empower more women to be in frontline politics. I think someone can call me and correct me with the numbers. I think the PLP has five. At this present time, five female MPs, and their number is supposed to increase. And I expect that to increase. I'm going to be watching the PLP administration, because they pivoted and said, see, we might not have had MPs, which we promised, but we now have a female commissioner of police, and the list might go on. I said, no, that was not the promise. We're talking about frontline politics and whether you are going to be empowering women to have a seat and participate. And then I also want to compare and contrast to the opposition, the FNM, whether they will empower women to vie for seats. They bragged recently when they listed their 17 candidates, I think it's 17, and said they have a large number, a significant number of females who will be contesting seats. And I want to know whether they are successful in that, right? Oh, I'm being corrected as female members of parliament. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I want to have that discussion. I see both, but mainly now the PLP has yet to list any of their candidates. I have no clue who's going to run. And the reason why I put it that way, because the incumbent doesn't necessarily mean that they will run or they will be nominated. The chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party said that everyone has to go back to class and go through the process. And then the whoever does the decision will make a decision on whether they will run again. So at this present time, so close to the election, we have no clue.
You know what that means, right?
You can tell me soon. We have no clue who the PLP plans to run. But yet they have people campaigning on their behalf, spending their money. And I want to know, is this an injustice to those prospective candidates? And an injustice to the Bahamian people when we have no clue who's going to run? Especially places like St. Barnabas and places like Fort Charlotte area, where the some of the MPs said, they ain't running no more. We should at least know who will be the standard bearer. So these are the conversations I want to have today on not necessarily grading the two parties, the major parties, right? But looking through what of them and movements of what they're doing, whether they are successful, whether there's something to brag about, and long and short, whether things aren't as bad as we think it is. Because we do a lot of complaining. We complain every day. And I'm saying, at times I say, it's not as bad as you think, you know. Some things are happening. And Aaron challenged me recently and said, what things are happening? I want to have that discussion. What things are happening? What things that the government is doing that we could say, hey, that's a feather in their cap right there. Ain't working properly, but that's a feather that they could brag about. And hopefully I can throw one or two things. Hopefully the callers can throw one or two things. And then we'll hash that out to say, well, whether it meets the mark of a C. You know, D, we don't count.
No, wait, stop. You stop. Why would you start at C?
C is a good grade.
No.
C,
A is a good grade.
A is excellent.
You know, when I was
good, better, best?
Hold on, when I was in school,
yeah.
You could fail, like a D was 59%.
That's F, man.
No, that's a D was 59.
I bet you that's QC.
Yeah.
That's F. That's F.
59% is F.
It's F. D starts at 60. Straight to 69 is D.
Okay, and what's C?
C is 70. You might get a C minus with a 69, depending on the essay. Mm-hmm. But C starts at 70.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why you start at C? Start at A.
But C is a decent grade.
No, it's not.
No?
A is a decent grade.
When you take in
calculus. A++ is excellent.
That's excellent. Yeah. But when you take in calculus and you just need a C to pass, you brag about that. University said to you to C. Like when I took, statistics at COB, that C grade I got was the best grade ever.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You play dominoes or backgammon?
Not necessarily.
That's why you grade.
Yeah. What does he have to do with dominoes?
And backgammon?
Yeah.
Probability and statistics.
Yeah,
that's what those games are all about.
Yes. But let's start the conversation. Aaron, I believe things isn't that bad.
I think the FNM is doing a horrible job.
Explain to me why you think the FNM is doing a horrible job as the opposition.
Yeah, as the opposition, they're doing a horrible job. But I got a lot of people calling and say, you must be PLP because you don't ever talk about the FNM.
Okay.
FNM don't have anything to talk about.
They don't have much
to talk about. If C. Allen Johnson didn't call the show every other day, I wouldn't know that the FNM existed.
I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Now, mind you, it could be worse.
You could be
doing nothing and have a whole bunch of scandals.
Yes.
It could be far, far, far ways.
As the opposition, what kind of grade you'll give the opposition? Don't be too harsh, because I say C is a fairly decent grade.
But they got to get below a C.
They can't get below a C.
Yeah, they're not doing a good job.
They're building momentum.
It's August 2025.
Yeah, they have a year.
This is when you start building momentum?
I guess so.
It's a clear indicator of my grade.
Yeah, okay. So you give them like a D+.
Okay, I'll be fair. I gave him a D+.
Okay, D plus with momentum coming up or D plus with the momentum going down? Because with this new scandal with the prime minister, they seem to they excited.
Here's what the issue
scandal
is.
Scandal is a loose word. I shouldn't use that. The debacle.
The question about the statement about surplus and deficit, they have not capitalized on it sufficiently. See, that's a part of my grade that...
They haven't?
No. First of all, so let's look at it. What initiatives have you implemented as the opposition?
Mm.
Right? Bang, that's one.
Do opposition implement initiatives? Is that cultural
for us? Hold on, who stops them?
No, but is that cultural for us?
No, it's not cultural for us, and that's why they're failing.
Mm.
Right? That's why they fail.
So what do you anticipate the opposition should be doing? Like, give me an example of an initiative. You say, well, why don't you all do that? Why don't you all impose that? Get broad. They ain't got to be specific because, you know, they need to do their own work. I don't want you to carry any water for them. Don't tote no water for them.
There's a bunch of things they could have done while in opposition. They could have facilitated, through the resources of the party, a temporary employment program, calling on prominent members of the party. Now, when I say prominent, what I mean is people with businesses who could hire people.
They already hire all the people, man. They maxed out. But go ahead, listen. You think someone that need to hire more people, they already maxed out.
Let me give you another reason why the FNM is failing. Here's an example of a very quick and easy employment scheme. Mm-hmm. Some gentlemen came from my neighborhood. They were collecting yard debris that had been broken down. They got a little small truck. You could tell they hustling. They hard workers. They was working hard. They hustlers. Mm-hmm. And I listened. I wondering, what's that heavy, heavy sound? They had to erect the plywood in the truck to create a barricade to hold the debris so it wouldn't fall off the side of the truck, right? Mm-hmm. And I wanted desperately to go over to them, but I said, let me not bother my neighbors. And tell them, gentlemen, you know, if you bought a mulcher, you could mulch the debris in the yard you're collecting it from, sell some of the mulch back to the people who you mulching for, and then load your truck with bagged mulch that's easier to transport and safer to transport, and you could be taking those bags straight from where you mulch them to where you're going to sell them. That is something so simple that the FNM could have organized as a temporary work program for young men and older people who find themselves estranged from the labor force right now. So quick, so convenient, so helpful for neighborhoods. You could have coupled it, which you could start it in the constituencies that you hold in, and start there and use the constituency resources, let the constituency buy the mulches and rent them out. Right? Temporary program. And that's why they fail in, because they can't even initiate small little ideas like that.
But let me challenge you there. Mm-hmm. The PLP, as a government, has lowered unemployment down to 8%. They say that's a record now for the last 20, 30 years. Such things never happen.
Okay, pause.
Is that a good thing?
No.
Something they put inside their feather, feather in their cap and say 25, 30 years have lowered unemployment to the point it's single digits.
The Davis administration has only been in power for what, just almost 4 years? So stop the 25, 30 years talk. Second of all, I would have heard you until I heard the minister responsible for national security indicate that employment is down at record lows and we still don't have enough people to fill these jobs, right? Just giving me that stat only shines a light on your deficiencies.
Explain, because it's still 8%. It's still the lowest in the past 25 years.
First of all, that statistic itself can be misleading if you don't understand what it means. It is talking about a specific category of people. It does not include people who give up on looking for work.
But then we need a new statistic on people if that has increased.
So if you had given me all of those statistics at the same time,
I think that has decreased too. People who have given up also has decreased.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not sure. And here's the more important thing. Why don't you tell me all of this information?
Well, I guess so, but the problem
with all of the role that you've pulled from private media, how is it that your reporting and dissemination of information is still extremely poor?
So, one of the things that the PLP would brag about in terms of success of government is that they are now intuned of responding, or they have a marketing plan or media platform there where they give out the information. Because the past administration always saying, oh, if we did let the people know what all we are doing, they would.
You think it's changed?
Well, they claim every day. You see, they have some kind of media
press briefing
and video online and on YouTube and whatever it is.
Much to do about nothing.
Yeah, but it's increased. We know exactly, I mean, almost. We know exactly what all the PLP
is. No actual substantive information.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, there are sectors in which the briefings are, I'm going to say this, as thorough as they can be, given the constraints of the platform that they're sharing, they're using to disseminate information. But even so, an OPM briefing is not the first and the last place where you disseminate this information. Yes. Inland Revenue should be having, first of all, whoever in charge is Edness. It's 2025 and we're still ready to throw you away. Because why have you not developed programming that allows agencies and ministries and technocrats to come on a regular basis?
And that's what the talk show part of ZS do. They have a whole talk show section. What does do on the talk show?
Okay, so here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You talking about like a show like The Rundown?
Yeah.
Is there more than that one?
I don't even know if they have any more.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Surely The Rundown is not the type of platform that I'm talking about. One of them, C-SPAN. You remember C-SPAN? So when people who had satellite, they had to have these channel called C-SPAN. I couldn't believe it was just, it's government business all day. It's the most boring channel in the world. And sometimes it's the only channel we could get. And I would watch it because I was addicted to TV. Because cultural imperialism. But the point is, we need a C-SPAN, right? All day on C-SPAN, they just broadcast in government hearings, briefings, information sessions, and that's what we need. You own the agency. Use it properly to disseminate information, substantive information, in a way that is accessible by the Bahamian public.
So you don't believe that the government has made movement in terms of making information available?
Let me tell you something for that too. I'm trying to figure out, you know, the largest ingredient in irony is iron, right? I'm wondering where the prime minister buy all this iron from.
Oh, okay. So what about the new hospital or the proposed new hospital, the movement, the securing of money from the Chinese as an investment? But hold on. We've been talking about hospital for decades. We've been adding on wing, and then we found that even despite we add on a big wing, we have less less rooms than
what we had. Hold on. You mean the critical care unit is all administrative?
But it was all administrative. We have less rooms than we thought. Surely this can be a feather in the government's hat. And
no.
We got to go back to the opposition.
No.
No, go ahead. I'm willing to have you challenge it. Go ahead.
Okay, so first off, if you had told us before election that when we say we're going to build y'all a new hospital, what we mean is we're going to borrow money that you have to pay back. Yeah. Start off.
Well, we knew we had to borrow the money. We knew beforehand money. They always over budget. So the money had to come from somewhere. We was going to borrow money. Any billion
if
before
I
the
was,
Iraq?
Listen, I was a hasty times. If I was over budget this many times, I would be too ashamed to show up to wig.
Let's get this caller to join in the conversation as we do an analysis of the PLP and the FNM, whether they're doing a good job as the opposition or as the government.
I'm finished with the hospital.
No, stick a bit on that. Yeah. And also, whether any of them could brag and say, see, this is what we have accomplished. This is the list of things that we will bring to the people to say, consider us. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Hey,
go ahead.
Miss Green, morning again.
Morning.
If you're building a house, you got to borrow money. What would you think about a hospital? But let's get from that for now. Let me say that my son just came in from Black Point yesterday. That's in the Exuma. And he said the barge had pulled up day before yesterday. See, they're some of the biggest trucks and tractors. Some of them people in Black Point ever see in their life. They're getting ready to start the expansion on the runway in Black Point. They're 2 to 3 weeks ahead of schedule because they're supposed to come in September. So that is something that I can give the government some credit on.
Hold on.
People ain't bringing their machines on. They're the clown.
What exactly are we celebrating?
After that runway is being extended, they're supposed to be able to bring in a 65-seater Bahamas Air jet in there.
But what I'm asking you is, why are we celebrating?
I'm sure the people of Black Point are celebrating it because they talked to quite this morning, and all of them are happy and overly excited.
Okay, but what I'm asking, okay, it's one thing for the residents.
Flights from Black Point going straight into to Fort Lauderdale.
This is okay. It's one thing.
That saved them hundreds of
right,
dollars.
Right, but why are we celebrating? Why are we what is about this to celebrate? Did we think that they were not going to do it?
Yes, but not as quick as it is being done.
So we less than a year away from we about a year away from they have to call an election, and
it could be election tomorrow. I don't care. It's being done. That's the bottom line on it. It's being done.
And I appreciate you calling.
Now they're the election the day tomorrow, next week. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. I appreciate you calling. Let me hash it up with Aaron. Going back to the hospital.
We are not.
But however,
yeah.
Look at how many airports are being, or at least supposedly being.
Are we going to sell? Hold on. Are you asking me to celebrate that?
I'm saying
it's an archipelago.
Is there something tangible that they can put as a feather in their cap?
No, it's not a feather in their cap.
I have accomplished that.
No.
What type of things should this government? And I'm still trying to go compare and contrast the government and opposition. What type of things that you were looking for this government to say, this is what
the
good things they're doing?
Pause. There's an expectation that government is going to perform certain functions. I'm not going to celebrate them for performing certain functions. And I'm not going to celebrate somebody who says, I may be lousy, but I'm not as lousy as the people who came before me. We are having hasty times, Nuri. People get beaten for talking foolishness like that. Mm. I'm not celebrating you for doing it. Let me make this note right now. It has come to my attention that many people, including government actors, may not be aware that the Eastern Gate to Government House is now operational, right? Before it was locked, no movement. Mm-hmm. It's now open, which means that despite the law requiring you to stop at a stop sign, it's best that you stop at the stop sign at Peck Slope and East Hill Street because now you may be faced with traffic exiting Government House. I wanted to make that notice for, in particular, people who drive plates issued by the government.
Okay.
And the people who work in compliance, because that whole East Hill Strip is all about compliance, and I don't understand how could we be successful if the space that is most concerned about compliance, there is no compliance to the basic laws.
So you were saying that the PLP or the government at this present time has no feathers, nothing that they can brag about and say, well, we have accomplished anything.
There's nothing to brag about. Mm-hmm. You could give me a list of accomplishments, you know. Mm-hmm. You could say, you remember that when we started this job, there's a basic to-do list. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we have accomplished from that to-do list. But until you finish that to-do list, what is it that I celebrating? I'm not going to celebrate you for doing things that you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You telling me I must celebrate you for extending a runway which will enable direct services from that island to the U.S. And then I'm going to tell you, well, considering that you refuse to provide the basic health care required for humans, then it's a good thing that the airplane could come and take the people straight to the states where the good medicine is, hey? Yeah. I'm not celebrating that.
So the opposition, in terms of their rally to become the government.
Yeah, right? They're failing.
God can't be failing. They might be the next governor of the Bahamas. They can't be failing if they're failing and they become the next governor of the Bahamas, what does that say about the Bahamian people?
It says that we are a people in crisis who are trying to make good decisions out of nothing but foolishness.
Don't mind, we educated people.
And that we continue to trust decisions is an indicator of our determination, right?
But that would suggest that we're substandard and that we have no gift of discerning.
It would suggest that life on the plantation is substandard and everybody on it has a quality of life that's less than deserving and it should be expected.
So what should the Bahamian people celebrate? It doesn't seem as if we are able to celebrate anything because this whole place is a plantation.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to sit back and reflect honestly on where you are and take that into account. and celebrate that you're still alive and have the opportunity to improve, but that you will never improve until you're honest about where you are.
My God. My God. It still reminds me of the conversation we had when I...
No. Let me tell you what it is, Nuri. I'm about to be 50, mm-hmm. and I can't go out and have fun because every space that I go into, I realize that I got to be the adult. That you realize that the people who have the establishment, the people who organizing the event, the people who providing the services, that nobody is actually... thinking, and I could give them a buy because most people are in crisis. And that's why I say most people are in crisis.
So you believe the Bahamas is in crisis?
Yes, we are straight in crisis. Flow. Yes. We're in crisis because we don't have a sense of self. We don't have a sense of place and we don't have a sense of time. Let me tell you something. We still stuck era with policymakers and decision makers separate from politics.
We got to be doing something right.
Right? Who are stuck in a nostalgia that they still think they in the 80s and the 90s, and they're making decisions that direct the course of Bahamians' lives and younger Bahamians' lives while they're stuck in a nostalgia.
Are we doing anything right? The government, the opposition, the Bahamian people, are we doing anything right?
No.
My God.
Let me tell you why I say that. They're just too many things.
Yeah, I can listen. Listen, go ahead.
Have you seen the expenditure report for the 50th anniversary?
No, I have not seen the expenditure report.
See, because here's what I'm saying. They got a number of texts here that's saying, how could you be talking about surpluses and your debt is so large, right?
That's two different issues, though, in accountings. You can have a surplus for 1 year and then have a deficit for 10. And it's an account. They have different accounts that reflect differently at different period of time. So if you could balance the budget of the Bahamas for year 2025, but be in debt, inherit debt for the last 20 years.
Let me make this point. The administration's performance does not intend to denigrate the individual technocrats mm-hmm. and public servants. I think our biggest issue is an inability to organize effectively the resources that we have available to us. So don't tell me we're supposed to be hitting, like the stats tell us, we're supposed to be hitting 150% minimum. Yeah. Right? And you trying to convince me that 75% is a success
perhaps,
and we should be celebrating? No.
Perhaps we lack the talent. Especially
No, we don't lack the talent.
Especially after, let me say this, especially after 50 odd years. And right now, this is one of the better times of the country's history. And you're saying that we substandard
It's not concerning. It's not. Repeat what you just said about the better time.
Especially when we had when you do overall in terms
economically
of...
Economically not?
No. When you say economically not, when you compare in a time when there's apartheid versus apartheid freedom, economically we have more people participating in our economics now. So when you consider all of that, we are better or more ahead than we were 20, 40, 50 years ago.
No. And I'm beginning to think about... What was going through Randall Fox's mind when he made the statements that suggested that he felt like he made a mistake siding with the PLP and not with the UBP?
Oh, we hear that. He supported apartheid. Let's go to the caller. He said that he had more benefits under apartheid and than certain set of people because he had the education. But let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM.
He may have wanted to leave apartheid through a different gate, that's all.
Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Just engage me a moment. Aaron, you're right. And I think you may both be right. You know, there's there's a crisis of leadership. The leadership crisis is where there's failure within the leadership context. And the crisis of leadership that we're facing is bigger. It points to a wider fundamental problem on how leadership itself functions within the country. And so that generally happens when you could almost say that a leadership crisis, where it's when you don't have leadership available, and a crisis of leadership is when you have the wrong leadership in place.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about, I think, Aaron, you were asked by Nuri about failing or whatever. And mm-hmm. Louis, I say to you, we have an energy crisis. Do you know of a solution that's in profit.
Well, let's hash that out. And I appreciate you asking the question, because I was going to ask Aaron this question. So let me be brief so you can respond also. We have an energy crisis. No administration for the past 20 years knew what to do. Now, what is happening now, I don't say I necessarily support, but there's a response to do something. Surely that's a feather inside this government cap and say, well, this ain't it, but we're doing something. In contrast to all of the other administrations before us,
right,
who did nothing.
Aaron, let me just say this. According to BPL itself, in the town hall meeting, they have contracts that is locking in the price of electricity to the prices we pay today for the next 25 years. So if you have a problem with the price you pay today, what happens when you sign a contract for 25 years to maintain that?
Okay, because that doesn't make any sense, because what about the promise of lowering bills if you've locked in a price?
So, this is what happens is when you begin to just look at things for what they are as opposed to what you want them to be. But just let me run down through a few of them. You have a health crisis, and you see nothing to address it. You're saying you're building a clinic. I sent you guys pictures of Grand Bahama. The framework is all we have in Grand Bahama for 4 years. Nothing but the foundation. All of the let's say 60% of the foundation is poured, 40% of it's not, and 70% of just the corner post is up. Nothing else is there.
But there are three FNM opposition members of parliament, at least there were three, who said nothing. What does that say about the opposition?
But that's what I'm saying. Let me come back to that. I have that in the summary where you say, where's the strengths and weaknesses of the opposition? But let me just run through them. Housing crisis, I am the only thing. We have a job deficiency crisis. We have an economic crisis that the government is trying to literally hide. We have a food security crisis, right? We have an immigration crisis. We have an education crisis. We go through all of these different crises, and then we begin. And see, the problem is that we allow that argument that you made, that Aaron said, is that we begin to tell people, elect me now because I won't be as bad as the current administration, as opposed to looking at the ideas and things that is necessary that we can hash out and ask ourselves, if this was to be executed, would it solve the problem? And so when you ask, what is the strength of the opposition? I can go through for an hour and tell you things that you could verify that said in the House of Assembly and the media that we don't discuss that came from the opposition that is based in 21st century. And not only were they saying we will fix housing, they actually paid attention, told you how that we should be testing them on it. And so that's their strength. So if you say there's a weakness, the weakness is when they complain about our deficiency on Grand Bahama with fire engines and things before it became a crisis, and then it became a crisis and it went away, because the same we go from crisis to crisis, their failure, if you ask me then, would be what they all say. A consistent, constant communication with the Bahamian people, telling them the problems where we are, and this is what they said. A problem properly stated is 90% of the solution. And then they could begin to say, this is the 10% of our application on how we will resolve this. Well, that would be their weaknesses.
But thank you very much,
opposition has kept the government in hold. The government itself has failed us. Listen to me, I'm saying this then. They're a tool able. Governance without consent of the governed is the definition of failure. And we keep allowing this to happen. The FNM does not exist in opposition in isolation without us. So it's our voices to see will they adopt or engage us in collective intelligence, because some of us will never be as powerful or as intelligent as all of us.
Thank you very much, Sianna. We're going to take a quick break. I see Alan mentioned that we move from crisis to crisis, similar to what you were saying, that we are in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, you mentioned or suggested that we are a failed state. And I said, we can't be a failed state. Certain things works in this country. And I still believe that we have accomplished a lot, especially this may be our better time in the history of the Bahamas. But what is it that we can brag about? What is it that the government can brag about? What is it that the opposition can brag about? Say, see, we are doing this. Moving forward.
The government would be better not to brag about anything. Right now, they should fix their face, fix their mouth, fix their tone.
Did that bad?
And remember that they can't brag about anything. Let me tell you about political satire, mm-hmm. right? You suggesting to me unemployment rates are the lowest ever, we should celebrate. In a time, Bahamians need to have 2 and 3 jobs mm. to maintain the quality of life that we've become accustomed to. You're talking about unemployment has hit its lowest? Mm.
Anyway, we can talk more about that when we come back from this break. Then read, go through the text. This is Guardian Radio AM. We're talking about whether the opposition, whether the government can brag about anything. Whether the Bahamas in general is at a good place, a safe space. We're arguing that perhaps the Bahamas is in crisis. Perhaps the best of us is this. Anyway, let's come back. We'll be right back.
Treasure chest of joy and jewels are rare. She's a special kind of friend.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
As a local Bahamian bank, we believe that Bahamian businesses are the backbone of our society. At Fidelity, we proudly fuel the dreams of our local entrepreneurs looking to expand. Ready to grow your business? Apply for a Fidelity commercial loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We are back. We're talking about, is there anything for us to brag about? I say, man, things isn't as bad as we perceive, that we may be complaining too much. Aaron, on a different hand, said, no, man, some things need to be complained about. We might be in crisis. See, Alan, when he was there, he listed a litany of crisis. He said housing crisis, education crisis, health crisis, right? We're talking whether there's an immigration crisis and the government responded. There's no immigration crisis. And then Aaron mentioned, said, well, there's a law, either law enforcement crisis or an administrative crisis, and that exasperating the immigration crisis, right? How do we address these crises if, in fact, that the opposition and the government continues to fail? They're not up to standard. And not up to standard, not even getting a C grade. They're getting lower than a C grade. What can we do as a nation? Because about us, it's not no longer the government who represent us now. It's about us putting the government in check, us responding to the government, us being satisfied, us producing.
Apparently, us creating the mechanisms we need. Us creating the mechanisms we need.
We
right?
may be inept.
We may be inept. The state of being is due to a consistent state of crises, right? There's a big problem that not just this administration, but I think this administration has suffered from it maybe most, even worse than the administration. But generally, the government and the public service that it commands is unable to move at the pace of its own policies. Which is why I say this Davis administration may be feeling the brunt of that deeper culture most, because you have all of these grandiose ideas, you have these grand ideas, but But you can't move at the pace required to realize and achieve your own goals and agenda. And then you want to turn around and either blame opposition as mischief, citizens as ignorant and troublemakers. You dismiss any critique. The people at the very beginning say, look, it seems unrealistic that you could achieve A, all of these things, or B, in the time frame that you have allotted for yourself. We the people pay the penalties for your breach. We the people pay the penalties for your inability to make contractual. How many stories over the last 12 months, Nuri, or let's call it 24, and one prominent story where the government has had to pay a penalty because it did not realize the terms of its own contract? Mm. That's a massive problem. What you mean? See, when I cracked the joke, like how you could have Jack Thompson, of all people, talking about my pen in the ink as we speak. What do you mean that you could not produce an expenditure report for the 50th anniversary independence celebration before you received your budget for the 51st independence celebration or for the 52nd independence celebration? What do you mean you were unable and your parliamentary colleagues and your administrative civil servants are unable to meet the yearly disclosure timeline? It's the same every year. What do you mean the Junker News can't make it to the gate on time? It's the same every year. What do you mean people are sitting in hospital offices and at PMH hours after their appointment time? What do you mean they cannot meet the time frame that they have allotted for themselves? It's a deep cultural problem. And the government went into this administration, know that, and still couldn't create contracts and policies that they could follow through with. It is a big failure.
Let's go to the text line and read some of these.
I'm not happy. Yeah. Don't mind the jokes. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy about it. Mm-hmm.
Let's read some of those texts there.
Yeah, man, I got you. Here's a text, morning. F doesn't mean fail, it means figuring it out.
Yeah, I like that. I'm figuring it out.
No, that's what we tell children. Children are just figuring it out. Mm-hmm. Politicians who volunteered to be government actors and receive a salary and swear a oath.
We have so many statesmen here. Intellectuals. You in a group full of statesmen and intellectuals, right? You're trying to say they can't come with solutions within that group and produce papers to say this is a white paper that the government should consider?
I'm only a child in that group, Muri, mm-hmm. and I am unable to speak to the matters that go on in there. Aaron, the opposition don't need to implement nothing to the government. If they do and it works for the government, the opposition would never win any election. Text, I think you sort of misinterpreted what it was I was saying. Next text, Alex, excellent idea about mulching. Additionally, working with BPL to trim all the branches hiding electrical lines all over the Bahamas. Yes, indeed. Text here says, I can't believe we are excited about a runway in 2025. Wow, this is third world behavior. Black Point is a joke. Another text, I am celebrating that they finally found the keys to open the gate at Collins House. The historic building is still in disrepair, but that's a minor point. Now, let's talk about impress and celebration.
Okay.
In my research, I learned that they used to have a steam-powered mail chute system in Collins House.
Yes. They dismantled that. Yeah.
If they could make it operational again, I would be impressed.
You mean if they erected again? But go ahead.
Another text here says, hello, CA. You don't know account name on the profit and loss got to do with revenue and on expenses, password deficit, and loss income and profit means. Texta, I don't know what you mean. Don't mind Muri. I don't know what you mean. Or there's another text. Hello, Aaron.
Reoccurring expenses, and you have a reoccurring expense that you plan to put forward on your next ledger. You can have a surplus. Separate from your reoccurring.
I can't even afford a ledger. Yeah. The text says, hello, Aaron. I think this text is just trying to bait me, though. Mm-hmm. So what grade you give to the PLP who hasn't passed freedom of information and hasn't given us any explanation over on all of these over budget? You mean like how the chairman for the Beaches and Parks Authority in his time allotted during the budget communication spent no time talking about the $7 million overrun on the budget, and then still how all the parks look like under tobacco door if they have Wi-Fi? And we're not sure if they have functioning bathrooms. Like, you know, they say nobody talk about functioning bathrooms on the park. Because why do Negroes need functioning bathrooms? They should go back home in their house where they're supposed to be and let the tourists enjoy the park.
If they have a good wall, just go against the wall.
No.
No?
No. Let's not encourage men to do that, because men run the risk of being registered as sex offenders because they've exposed themselves in a public place, and in particular in a park where you expect to have children. So no gentleman be discouraging that. Good morning, see, but I do, let me acknowledge, I do understand that we also have a health crisis in men, and a lot of men have prostate issues, and they may have to urinate when the good Lord tells them. Good morning, CA and Aaron. I will celebrate when the government can keep the power on in Eleuthera. We are living like in the 60s. The power is off in some areas as I text.
Eleuthera always had light issues.
Long Island and Mayaguana have been living like they in pre-1992 for several months now. Greetings, Mr. Newry and Ms. Green, at the bottom right of page A4 of the Nassau Guardian today. The box labeled "Join the Conversation" has amount of voters, 91. Aaron, we also expect correctness from the Nassau Guardian. It should be number of voters. Listen, Texter, thank you very much. I know go get mad at you, because I remember growing up watching ZNS, and my mother would tell us regularly that, you know, people watch the news and local programming, and then they write the broadcasting corporation highlighting or indicating any grammatical errors made or historic errors made in the broadcast. So thank you very much, Texter, and we're going to keep sharpening up our skills.
We have a few more minutes. Should we know who should be the candidates of the PLP and the FNM at this time?
Yeah.
And I know the FNM has told us 17 so far, right? The PLP has told us nothing as yet. We're still waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They just seem comfortable. Why is it that they're holding the information hostage?
So a couple of things. It could be that they don't have complete confidence in their candidate's ability to win. They may be expecting a slur campaign, right? Like so no matter who you put out here, we intend to embarrass them from opposition parties. It could be that they haven't made the decision yet. It could be tension within the party mechanisms about it. More likely, though, the candidates don't actually matter to them. They're just placard holders.
Yeah. That's
at least their ideas and thoughts don't matter. One party, one leader.
Yes.
The text asked me how I would grade. What is the grade?
What do you give? What grade do you give?
I want to ask you first. What grade do you think I can give the PLP?
Well, use grade hard. Despite you and your QC grading system, use grade hard. You're giving everybody D and D minus.
That was nice of you.
You gave it less than a D minus.
I would give the Davis administration.
You give the Davis
than a D minus. Like I told you, grading. This is some very basic, simple things.
Yeah, man.
Inability to move at the pace of your own policies. Inability to cause and compel your colleagues, state actors and representatives, social leaders, the general public, citizens, migrants, and tourists alike, a complete and utter inability to cause and compel them to govern themselves, moderate their behavior, follow the law, operate in order, and to cause and compel others to do the same. Just on those two things alone, Nuri, they get an F. Just on those two things alone. We could go and look at the devolution of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Forget the big, high, heavy fruit hanging high in the tree. Let's just go pick some low-hanging fruit. Except you don't have to pick it. It's already on the ground. The RBPF's refusal to follow traffic controls, let alone enforce them, is contributing to a complete and utter systemic breakdown in law and order in the country.
But before you go, I want to call a list of MPs, PLP MPs, whose... There's a WhatsApp that's been circulating, and actually, I you know, you don't necessarily agree, but you see it. You understand
the list you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to run through them. These are the following. Okay. These are 19 PLP MPs who may find it challenging for the 2026 general election. 14 men and 3 women seats. What in my term may find them their seats not safe or in jeopardy. I'm just going to call the names. We can talk about it next week. Hopefully, Aaron will have time to comment and call them off quickly. We have Keith Bell, Clay Sweeten.
Okay, Keith Bell, there you go.
Okay, I can let you respond quickly after. Keith Bell.
Oh, you gotta go.
Okay, Clay Sweeten.
Unfortunately, his portfolio has betrayed him.
Okay, Ginger Moxie.
She gotta go.
Michael Darville.
Healthcare is an important issue. You gotta go.
Zane Lyburn.
I like Zane, but where's he now? He was education. Where is he now?
I don't even know where he is.
See, there you go.
Okay, Miles LaRota.
Social services, very important, but what happened to broadcasting and information? They don't exist.
Basil McIntosh.
I don't know who that is.
Nobody knows who Basil McIntosh is. Vaughn Miller.
Oh, he should have been gone. He gotta go.
Wayne Monroe.
I am troubled by the gentleman's performance as a cabinet minister. I'm not saying that he has done anything like completely untoward. I'm troubled about this one, but I'd say he have to go.
Alfred Sayers.
Alfred Sayers have to go, but let me tell you why. He's been an excellent backbencher, but we expect more from Alfred Sayers. You're supposed to be behaving like a leader.
He's an intellectual. It didn't work out. Patricia DeVoe.
Man, why we don't just... She got to go. We got to go. The
Kirk
time
Cornish.
Going. I say, you know, we bar all Cornish. I don't know who that is. That's the boy who ran.
Abaco. Kingsley Smith.
Oh, no, that boy can't count.
Bacchus Rule.
I'm not sure who that is.
Wade McWatson.
I don't know who that is.
Leroy Major.
Aye.
Salvinus Petty.
You mean the boy? No, he have to go because he got injured. He's
Lisa
delicate.
Lisa Ramming. We're going to talk about all these names again, actually. These are the 19 who a number of people are saying their seats are in jeopardy.
See, these people may have...
They got to be fighting for it.
They may have real value to the party, you know. They may have real value to the country. It's not necessarily in front line. It's not necessarily with all that responsibility. That's it. They may have actual real value, and just like the minutes conversation, and a place to contribute. It's just not the front line.
Not no longer the front line. And I assume the PLP need to have some consideration.
Some people should not...
These people need being called.
You remember the unaudited report being tabled in the House?
Same thing. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Next week, we can call these names again, and we'll have a discussion on whether their seats are in jeopardy or should be in question. We'll have a nice day. I'll be see you again Monday. Have a nice day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.